Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Main. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head football coach, Derek Albin. The Humboldt Wildcats football team wrapped up their first week of practice and are working diligently on their craft as the 2022 season nears in the latter half of this month. The Cats are under 2 weeks away from their scrimmage against the Fort Dodge Dodgers on August 19th. And are under 3 weeks away from their regular season opener against their rivals, the Webster City Lynx, on August 26th, with both games at Mason Mock Field in Humboldt. I spoke with Elman after the conclusion of the Wildcats practice last night about how camp and preseason practices have progressed for Humboldt in the early going as they embark on their 2022 season.
I told the team tonight, as we finished up after a little bit of conditioning, that this was probably about the most we've gotten in camp in my 5 years here. The kids have just been like sponges. I've been so proud of them. They've just ate up all the information that they can. We got some new little wrinkles to our offense that we've put in that has looked really, really good. So I'm excited to kind of show that off a little bit and have some fun with it with the guys. Just putting guys in motion, handing the ball off to multiple people, being able to throw the ball out at some different formations, some new pass plays that we got in. And those things, the kids just really, really ate up. I've been so proud of our kids and the way they've attacked camp. And not only the football side of it, but the leadership side of it. Our seniors are starting to lead. And that's the one thing you look for in football camps, is just seeing your seniors step up a little bit. Those guys that have been in that role in the past are now taking, that starting role, but were led by their seniors last year, are now embracing that role as leaders and really taking it on. Guys like Caleb McCullough, Orness has stepped up as a leader, a little bit louder than he's been, which is great. Last year he's just, showing a great example. This year he stepped up as a vocal leader a little bit. Thurm stepped up as a vocal leader. Tate and Lohaus, those guys that have kind of had that starting role, really stepping up now and embracing that leadership role as well.
What kind of things were you working on this first week since Wednesday? Was it agility, speed?
So, we work speed and agility all summer long. So it's just fine tuning some of those quick twitch movements, making sure that receivers break down, being able to change direction fast, making sure our linemen are getting the cleats in the dirt, drive for five, just that real, burst mentality that we want guys that play up front have. So as far as like a speed standpoint, I'd say that's the biggest thing we're looking at. And like I kind of already touched on a little bit, we want our guys to be able to think on the fly. Football's changed so much in the last 10, 15 years. In the time that I've been coaching, back when I started coaching, we were still conditioning a big chunk of our practice. But now, because of the style of offenses that teams run, we're doing a lot more of our conditioning within practice. Tonight, we wanted to run plays as fast as we could, get as many plays in as we could, and run it for 10 yards at a time so that guys are building play endurance. It's important to condition, don't get me wrong, but conditioning is just different. So the things that we do are more conducive to playing football, not just going out and running sprints.
So I saw tonight you guys were running through some plays at least. Mm-hmm. How would you say that's coming along so far for the team?
We had a great team last year, and this is nothing against those kids, but last year was the first year we looked to signal. And we are nowhere. We are way ahead of where we were a year ago as far as our signaling goes. Today, the kids were able to take a big chunk of our team session and take those signals and run the plays. Now, we were shouting out plays a little bit too, but they're visualizing. They're seeing what they're going to see on the field, and they're doing it at a fast pace as well. We're not hurry up. Don't get me, I don't want to confuse anybody and say that we're hurry up, but we want to be able to run plays at our pace. If we want to run slow, we can run slow. If we want to run fast, we can run fast. And that's why it's so important during early in practice that we're running as fast as we can.
You guys want to be more up-tempo during the game.
Absolutely. We want to, when we have the ball on offense, we want to control the tempo.
It's the culture of practice. It seems like a pipeline. You guys have, of course, the younger guys out mm-hmm. there in the middle school ages. Can you just talk a little bit about the culture and how these guys really help the younger guys assimilate to the culture of Wildcat football?
Yeah, absolutely. We brought on a couple years ago the family mantra, and it's on our t-shirts. It's we break it down. We talk about family all the time, but family isn't, I'm older, so you do what I say because I'm the big brother, senior, whatever. It's embracing that whole, the importance of the whole. No one person out of that whole is more important than the other. So our kids understand when they're in football that seniors lead by example, seniors help out the freshmen, and seniors are the first ones to put stuff away. So this week, the seniors during camp are asked to make sure the locker room's clean. They're asked to make sure that everything's put away correctly in the shed. They have to lead by example, because great football teams, that's what they do. It's not I'm a senior, so freshmen, go do this or go do that. It's everybody does their part as a family. And so I think embracing that, the guys really embrace that. as part of the football culture. So you talk about culture, I think that's the first thing that we do. Our mantra, you might say, this year is MAD, make a difference. Our kids do that every day. And that's why I kind of brought that in this year as well, is I see everything that they do. So I want to make sure they understand that they are making a difference, not only on the football field, but helping put up flags or helping move the weight room or helping next week when we help with the playground. It's everything that we can do, being a part of flag football, helping with camp. We had 35 plus kids, at high school kids at the youth camp, helping out with that and playing, mixing it with the youth football players. And I can't tell you how great that is to have a fifth or sixth grade parent, you know, stop me or message me. I had multiple messages through Facebook and through text messaging and calls and things like that of people just thankful that those high school boys are such a great example for them. And, you know, I'll be honest, that's something that seniors a couple of years ago, last night, a kid who graduated a couple of years ago by the name of Sam Fisher came and talked to our kids, talked about culture and talked about how that culture shift kind of started when he was in high school. So that's what we want. We want kids to understand how important they are and that their role is important no matter what it is.
The positional battles, how are things starting to shape up for you guys there?
You know, it's fun to start looking, and you definitely have some battles out there. We've got some open positions, whether it's a quarterback position, you know, with Caden leaving. We've got a tight end position where I think there's going to be multiple guys that go fighting for that spot. And then on defense, the secondary, you know, we lost guys in the secondary and in our linebacker corps. So just finding the right fits, finding the right spot for guys and making sure that they understand their role on the team.
And then what's upcoming for you guys this week?
Monday, Tuesday, helmets only. Wednesday, we start to put shoulder pads on. And then in order to be able to scrimmage in Iowa, you have to practice on Saturday. So next Saturday, we'll have our first full padded practice, very light, very controlled scrimmage, short. Because all you got to do is get it in. So I don't want to do anything big. We'll do a little bit of individual time on both sides of the ball, and then we'll have a little scrimmage and we'll be done. And then we come back and we're full pads that first week for me and for us teachers for in-service. And then we scrimmage Fort Dodge here two Fridays from today. They come up to our place. Last year we were down there. It's a great scrimmage, local team. Coach Mosier's doing a great job in Fort Dodge. I love that opportunity to get to play against the Dodgers, a little bit bigger school than us, because it helps us kind of test our mettle right away, right out the gate. And then, man, it's Webster City week one, baby. Ready to roll. So go Cats.
Yep, go Cats. Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.